You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
It's a holiday episode. It's full of glee, cheer, and happiness and bankruptcy all at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time. We wanted to, we're going to step away from the news for a hot second, and we're going to talk about all the stuff that you should or maybe want or kind of want, whatever on the spectrum of want. You want to get gifts for yourself or others. Personally, you should get it for yourself, but that's just how I think about right. it. My holiday tradition is always I get myself one really nice thing every Christmas because I'm always let down.
Yeah.
If you have any suggestions, by all means, let us know. Or if you get something from this list that you'll see in a link below, let us know. And, hopefully we didn't steer you wrong. So I just want to keep it short and sweet. So. With that said, we're going to start this off with a good old tripod. So there's this tripod. It's called the Victiv Aluminum Travel Tripod. Now, I got this personally because I was starting this job where I take pictures and then it actually didn't pan out. But now I use it to hold my webcams and phones for like actually what I'm doing right now, which is live streaming. And it's super stable. It's usually like almost $70. You really can't go wrong with it because it's going to be stable no matter where you put it. It gives you like a travel bag. It's a really good tripod. Trust me. And you want a good tripod. I have like two other tripods that just suck. They're very wimpy. Don't get a tripod for anything less than like $40 because they're like, oh, it's just a tripod. They put zero effort into like it being able to stand on its own with any weight whatsoever. And if you put anything on the top that's like weighing more than a webcam, it like breaks and it's just not a good time. So, especially if you want to do content creation, highly recommend a good tripod. And if you're not using it for like, you know, holding your phone and stuff, you can always use it to like, you know, hit people. And I think that's really going to bring some holiday cheer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Yeah. That's what I got you for Christmas. Yes. Spoiler alert. I got Yay. You a tripod for your office. There's literally no place you could put it, but you know what? I thought maybe if you use in the woods or something, you could.
Right.
And you can get a $10 off coupon right now, apparently, on Amazon. Yeah, it's a...
Yeah. Good for that.
Right. Also, double side note, the first one I bought, I broke because I assembled it slightly wrong, and then I told them it was their fault, and I returned it, and then I got it back for free.
Perfect.
Yeah, I know, right? The gift that keeps on giving. I love Christmas. Or whatever holiday. Yeah. All right. Next up, Derek, you actually told me about this one. It's an acrylic riser shelf for displaying stuff.
Yeah, these things are amazing. I use them for fig pins. I use them for Legos. I use it for my crippling debt that just keeps rising. You know, it's...
Whenever I print out the hate mail we get from people about our podcast, about how
yeah,
we suck.
I put it on there.
Yeah, I put it on display. No, really, though. No. It's like, it's always a two-pack, or at least the ones you sent me were a two-pack, and I got like three of them because they're amazing. Now, the sad part is the one I personally have up is unavailable anymore. But
yeah.
The single ones are still in stock. I don't know why they discontinued the two ones, but they're still, you can still get the normal ones, just one display. I would probably recommend at least getting two.
They look really nice, like right next to each other. You could use it for like Pops or Amiibos. I mean, you can use it for whatever, honestly.
Sure. Yeah, you really can. They're like, I'm not sure if sturdy is the right word, but I've never had a problem with it like being moved at all.
Right.
But you're also, you know, you really shouldn't bump into your table if that's the case. And it's just like, I use mine mostly for Amiibos because it like it just covers the width of the base.
Right.
And so it like perfectly fits it. And I was really happy with that purchase.
Yeah.
Newbie Acrylic Riser Display Shelf. Sponsor us. Yeah. Anyone who listens
to this, more.
Everyone we're recommending sponsor us. We're too small to have affiliate links, but we're big enough to want the money.
Big enough to want those links. Come on.
Yeah, come on. But yeah, really though, it's like it's really good. And I think you could also just like mount it to a wall if you wanted to. But it's a staircase style, so I'm not sure if you'd do that. But as long as you have the table space, I say go for it.
Yeah.
And you know, you can impress anyone that comes in, like anyone who may want to kiss you or something. Like, hey, look at my Amiibos, and then they'll it's like a test of will they want you after they know who you really are.
Right.
Right.
But we'll see how organized you are and be like, wow, this guy has his life together. And then you're like, no. Don't get that idea. Come on.
You know, it's funny in the title for this one, like the first thing they say, it's a clear display case for Amiibo, Funko Pop figures, 4-tier cupcakes, stand perfume organizer.
Right. Get them, put them in your kitchen, make some cupcakes. Don't be lazy.
How stale are these? Every day, every time I come here, it's been like 3 months, Susan.
It just looks nice. All right. I can't keep making cupcakes.
They're literally moldy. There is flies embedded in these cupcakes. But seriously, get them. It's great. In fact, I don't think last time when we got these, it said for Amiibo, but whatever. Yeah. All right. Next up, now this doesn't apply for anyone who has an Android, although I'll just say the other half of it, which is I recommend Apple AirTags, or if you just want a Tile, that's like the common brand, right? Tiles.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't think it'd be really useful, but it's probably one of my favorite gadgets I ever bought, purely because I lose my wallet sometimes or my keys. And the fact that it has a noise go off is really helpful when I just, for some reason, have my key holder like a smart person would.
Right.
Tile does the same thing. And you can also get like personalized photos on like a case if you want to do it that way. I have a picture of my old cat, and it gives me great joy. And right. Yeah, I just have my keychain. It's just nice to have. They're very late and late. They're very weightless. I guess I'll phrase it that way. Yeah. Very weightless. You know, I don't know why I was like, they're very weightful. Wait, no.
Where'd the weight go?
Where'd the weight there? Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure. Do you have a Tile?
No, I used to have like the Tile branded ones, for my car keys, but I forget what happened to it. It got like crushed or something.
Yeah. These are not crush proof. That's the,
yeah,
the slight hitch with this. I also just realized that we were supposed to go back and forth, and I just skipped three ahead. So
no, that's okay.
you can go to.
All right, so I got some games. I don't have as much to say about them, but we'll bang them out. So our first one we're going to recommend for anybody is Legends Arceus Pokemon. This was our first foray into like open world Pokemon. I loved this game. I put so many hours into this game. There was like nothing else that came out that I feel like even compared to it the beginning of the year until like Elden Ring came out, which we'll get to. But
right.
Like, yeah, this game was so much fun. The regional variants were cool. It was really cool, like doing the research and not having like gyms and stuff to do. According to leaks, there's also plans that these other variants are going to be coming back, which we didn't think would happen because it was like a prequel set millions of years in the past or whatever. Really cool game. I mean, you got anything to add about Arceus?
Yeah. It's shit. No. honestly, like I was like, why does this game exist? It shouldn't exist. And then it came out. I'm like, this is really fun.
Right.
You know, like for completionists, it's almost a wet dream because it's like there's a lot to do, and there's variety for each Pokemon in terms of like what you're after. Like, you capture it this many times, you just this move, X, you know, all this fun stuff. As you get the benefit of the shiny hunting at the end, or I guess anytime really, but once you get the shiny charm, it makes it better to a degree,
right?
You're gonna be let down by the legendary alternate forms, though. I'm gonna tell you that much.
They're terrible. That's
the worst part. But everything else about it is like absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see like a Switch model with it. That never happened, right?
Yeah, that was like a big disappointment. They didn't do like a special edition Switch for it.
Right. They were probably worried like, will this do well? And then it just like did amazing. Like they're like, oh.
Right.
People buy Pokemon games. That's crazy.
Right. Oh, well, Pokemon successful? No way.
No way. Yeah, so I still kind of wish that it doesn't have online battling. It does have online trading, but I mean, they literally have an item for trading, so
right. Not really you would never need to do it. Yeah,
it'd still be fun to battle at least people purely because it's not your normal like Pokemon battling system. There's like an agile and strong style, you know.
Right.
It'd be a really amazing first Pokemon game, like to get into it
again. Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That'd be really, yeah, I would recommend that. So, yeah. All right, what's next?
All right, next, we jump into big boy game now, Elden Ring. Is it the best Souls-like game that has come out to date? Yes, 100%. It is amazing. I anticipate we're getting DLC announcement this week at the Game Awards. Please. It's so much fun. I keep wanting to go back to it, but then we have like other stuff to play and like.
Oh yeah, it's like the ultimate. That's like I really need to go back to. It's just there's so much content. It's insane. There's like over, I think it was like over 160 bosses, unique bosses.
Yeah, I think I've beaten like 40 or something, because I keep getting lost too, right? Like I try to go to like a main objective or whatever, and I'm like, what's in this cave? And I'm in there for like 6 hours, and I'm like, oh well, that's all I'm doing today. Yep.
Right. It is a phenomenal game. You will sink so many hours into it. It's unbelievable. And like you can do so many different builds and different kind of characters. It's just like it's almost and make your own adventure without it being one. It's kind of hard to explain, you know, but oh man.
Right. It's insane to me that From Software can like take this like core idea, right? Of like, all right, super difficult game. Combat's like generally the same in all of them, but then like everything else in the games are like completely different, right? We go from like Dark Souls, even from like Demon Souls to Dark Souls to Bloodborne to Elden Ring to Sekiro. Like these guys are like they're probably like the best game studio out there now.
I mean, I trust them. I trust them very greatly. They have yet to release an unpolished game.
Right.
I have to assume that they're like employees are. Their families are at risk of being harmed if they're
if they mess something up.
Right. So, we're pausing this. I'm playing Elden Ring. That's just what's happening. We even got the collector's editions and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's so nice.
We do have a plan at some point to do like a co-op run, but it's going to take a lot of time. And,
you know, right. We have to figure out what builds we want to do and then make said builds.
Beat everything twice together. You know, it's going to be fun though. That's like that's a good part.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. If this game's ever on sale and you don't have it, just get it. Like,
I think this Black Friday, it was down to like $35 or something.
Really?
And like, that was like the best price I've ever seen it at. So
$35. Wow. That's
it looks like it's on sale on Walmart right now for $45. So even that price, go grab it.
Absolutely. That's like, if they haven't heard of Elden Ring, that is the ultimate stocking stuffer. It's like, Elden Ring, just play it.
That's what was insane about this game too, is like everybody played it. Even people who had never played like Dark Souls or Demon Souls or whatever, any of the Souls games, they just bought this game because they were like, this looks amazing. And yeah, everybody loved it. Everybody like played it and got through it. And like, I don't know. This game was such a phenomenon.
Side note. Well, it's not even side notes related to it. I decided that when I have a child and they become, you know, they're like in high school, I will not let them graduate high school until they've shown me that they beat Elden Ring. It's like their rite of passage.
Yeah. When you're a real adult.
or they beat Mario Party 1 without destroying their hand.
On the N64
controller. On the N64 controller. If you can do that, if you can withstand the pain.
You're good.
You're good.
You're set for life.
Remember the scene from One Piece where like Zoro has to like take on all the pain that Luffy has like taken on for like years?
Oh yeah.
It's like I imagine that, but just like you have to rotate your hand on the N64
on the N64 controller.
Don't make me do it. Don't make me. No, no. You know, Punisher. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no.
So 11 out of 10. That is on my top easily. That actually is just one of my favorite games of all time, personally. So
yeah. Oh yeah.
Right next to Shower with Your Dad Simulator 2016. Who's Your Daddy?
Right.
Exclusively on Steam. Okay. Yeah. Back to me. I decided to put the 2020 MacBook Air on here because it's what I use for editing and basically everything in my life. And you really can't go wrong with it. It went down in price a little bit because the 2022 version came out. There's not need to get the M2 version. Yes, it has a better chip in it, but that's literally it. and it's just not worth the dedication. However, to be fair, if you really want a dedicated charging port, because they brought back MagSafe, which is a magnetic plug for charging.
Oh, okay.
That makes it worth it. If you're gonna do conference calls and you don't have a webcam, they finally had a 1080p webcam on it, which no laptop does ever for some reason. Which personally, I wish laptops would just stop having webcams built in, because they just suck.
Like, right, they're terrible.
It's like, here's 2 pixels. Like, what?
Thanks.
Thanks. Now, also, my also recommendation for any laptop you buy, even if it's not this one, never settle for 8 gigabytes of RAM. Always do 16. 8 is like, I would argue 16, it should be the bare minimum at this point. With unfortunately with Macs, you can't really add any more yourself without breaking the warranty, because Apple doesn't like fun or right to repair. But it's still like an amazing laptop. Even you want to get one, and for video editing, you don't even have like an iPhone set. That kind of says something.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend at least a 2020 version to get you started, especially for MacBooks. I'll be rocking this for a few years, and I don't regret it.
Yeah.
I love you, Apple.
Sponsor us! Sponsor
us! Sakura! All right. So what do you got? What's the next game?
Next game I got, and it's a free one, so this is an easy buy. It's Overwatch 2. I was very against this game. I still don't really understand why they had to make this game. But like, when we played it the day it came out, my addiction for Overwatch really kicked in again. And like, I played it a lot when it first, that first week. It is literally the same exact game, just like minus a tank.
Right.
But like, honestly, I feel like I don't even notice half the time. But Overwatch is just fun. Like, there's not much like it, so.
Yeah, so with Overwatch 2, again, it's free to play.
You're not losing anything. Yeah.
Now, you're going to feel this weird, like, tingling sensation in your wallet, where, like, your credit card's trying to, like, pop out and, like, stick to the screen and, like, put money in this. Put money. Right. But, you know, if you can avoid that, it's just a fun game. It's free to play. You know, it's Fortnite. It's, you know, like Fortnite.
Yeah.
Do you have Fortnite on this list?
I don't.
Wow.
But Fortnite is just, it's always the buy. You know, you always just, Fortnite's free, but here's $100 in V-Bucks. Right. You know? That's the go-to gift.
Yeah, exactly.
Next game I got is Tiny Tina's Wonderland. That's for the Borderlands fans out there. Even though it's very different from normal Borderlands, but it's a very, very fun spin-off game. They incorporated like a lot of D&D aspects into it. So you're like rolling D20s to do like extra damage, and you're like fighting enemies that are all based on D&D. But like the humor's still there from Borderlands. Most of the characters like crossover from Borderlands. Like, it was just, it's so much fun. Especially because I really didn't like Borderlands 3. I thought it was like, after Borderlands 2 and Handsome Jack, like, I feel like they can't beat that anymore.
Right.
So this was like super nice, a nice like spinoff. So
do you need to, this is like one of the one from this list I didn't play, but do you need to play any other Borderlands to like get a feel for this?
No. I mean, you would know the like characters that are playing, like Tiny Tina is in all the Borderlands games. She's like the dungeon master who narrates the whole game. And like the people that are playing the D&D game with her are other Borderlands characters. But other than that, no, you could just jump into this one, which is nice.
Yeah. And if I recall, it has crossplay too.
Yep.
And
crossplay has like 4 or 5 DLC packs that came out for it that added like a ton of content. So
I remember reading that like it made them so much money that they already decide they're going to make like this its own universal spinoff, like another series. Yeah. So, I wanted to play it at some point, but I'm Borderlands gun shy. And, I get embarrassed. I'm like, am I doing it right? What am I doing? It's just a confusing time for me, but I would play it with you if it's split screen, right? Local. It's like one of the last games that actually support local split screen.
Yeah. They're local, online. Those are the only options. Yeah. Yeah, it does all of it still. Local,
online. Yeah, it's the only option. Well, I mean, most games just, like Halo, can't support split screen for some reason. It's just
Excuses.
Like, excuses, right. Okay. Now it's my turn after you hogged all the limelight. I'm going to say the Stream Deck, which I have right next to me to control all this. So there's basically, there's like four different versions. There's like the Stream Deck Mini, the Stream Deck Mark 1, Mark 2, and then there's one that just recently came out that I'm very envious of. It's like the, I wish I brought it up. It's like the ultimate one. It had like a sound right. mixer on it. It's like touchscreen. It looks sweet. I really do want it. But if you're any kind of content creator, absolutely get a Stream Deck. It makes life a lot easier. You get awesome. You basically, it's like the ultimate hotkey mechanic. It's how you control any podcast ever if you're on a budget. You know, it's the only difference between Mark 1 and Mark 2 is Mark 1. It's the angle it's made for is really awkward and flimsy, and people didn't right. like it. I'm not complaining. I really don't care. So I got the Mark 1. Mark 2, it's literally the same thing. It's just like a sturdier stand in a more comfortable position. So, oh, and there's also the mega version, which has 32 keys on it, which is pretty nuts. It has 32.
Yeah.
the Stream Deck XL Advanced Stream Control. But yeah, like I love it. It's great. It's literally great, not even for like gaming. It's great for video editing, for hotkeys. You can make it for work. It really goes for everything. Music support, like you can control your music.
Right.
You can control the density of your smart bulbs. Like the light, like it's insane.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
At voice mods. You know, I really do. I gotta find it. I was gonna kill me. Elgato Stream Deck. I want to see what the new one's called. Is it just Plus? Don't tell me it's just Plus.
There's another one that's like all in one. Do you see that one too? That has like six knobs on it. It's all touchscreen.
Oh no, it should be four knobs. That's what I was talking about. The Stream Deck Plus.
Oh okay.
So this one, which again I really want, but it just released. So it didn't go on sale on Black Friday, and I was very hurt by that. It also includes, so there's less keys on it. There's only eight. However, you lose a row of keys, but what you do gain is a touch screen, which adds another, the four keys that you missed. And right. it adds infinity knobs, which means that, basically the ones you twist, that'll never stop.
Right.
And it's like, they finally made it so it works with, like music control in terms of like, easier for volume rocking. What else? There's in terms of like your own audio, like if you want to up the gain or anything, it like having a knob makes it easier than rather than pressing a button in terms of right. like it's amazing. It's like Elgato's just knocking out of the park with their hardware, except for the foot pad. I'll never understood why it's like a $60. You know, like you just put your foot down and I don't know. I never understood the foot pad, but everything besides that, get it. The Stream Deck.
Yeah.
Everything Stream Deck.
Yeah.
All right. Your turn.
Where did I leave off? Next one's easy pick. Scarlet and Violet, new Pokemon games that just came out.
They're glitchy messes.
The game's so much fun. I mean, the first day, the first 2 days it was out, we put like 16 hours into it or something.
Yeah, and I never stopped.
Yeah, so I mean, get it. Yes, the frame rate's terrible, but they're working on it slowly. The newest patch, I don't know if you saw, apparently it added the shiny sound back.
No, it didn't.
Did you see that?
No.
It was
you say that, if you say that to my face right now, I'm leaving and I'm going back to my game. That's on right now. That's money farming.
Violet that... update 1.1.1.
Yeah, there's no way. I don't believe you. I know they added the closed eye mechanics.
Right. Yeah. They added the closed eye mechanics for the
for sleep.
Sleep, because that wasn't in the game for whatever reason.
Right now, like I've been money farming, but unfortunately I low rolled and I guess I died. So now my character's in an infinite state of healing at the Pokemon Center. That's what's right. That's what's happening right now for me. So is it true?
I don't know. It's
gonna get okay.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
Oh, dude, why would you say like you raised my hope so hard?
But I'm sure it'll come. I saw someone put it really good on Twitter that like, oh, you all kept asking for less hand holding and less you know, baby mode, right. And we finally get it, and now you are all like, where's my shiny sound? Why can't I why can't I do this without you helping me? And I was like, I mean, yeah, it's, the Pokemon community's unquenchable.
Well, yeah, they're you cannot satisfy them in bed or in game. It's just Pokemon fan, no. But my problem there is that I would agree with him mostly, but some Pokemon are unbelievably hard to distinguish when they're shiny. Like Haunter just has a different color, like inside of his mouth, like that kind of stuff. That's so difficult to spot. So my answer to that would be add the shiny music back when you have the shiny charm.
Yes.
Make that the extra reward.
Right.
I think that's a fair compromise. Oh yeah, but back to your point though. Yes, it has its technical difficulties, and playing in co-op plus is going to just make your game feel like it's in 15 frames per second. But it's an unbelievably fun experience.
Oh yeah, playing it together. I kind of hope that's just a staple now because just so much fun.
I don't think they can go back. I really don't. The only other step after this is like an MMO.
Right.
If we were to choose which one, I really don't think you could go wrong either way. It just comes down to preference of end game content. Do you like robots or do you like dinosaurs? Which way do you lean? Dinosaurs or robots?
Right.
There's one robotic dinosaur.
Yeah. And even still, like, there's wonder trading still, so you'll be able to get everything, you know. You can always buddy up with somebody who has the other game and complete your decks.
I feel like it'd be a really fun game to Nuzlocke because you can just... you see everything on the screen, but I don't know. I feel like it's still, like, just the fact that you can go anywhere, anytime. I saw someone, literally, they said, they're like, oh, I've caught, like, 300 Pokemon and I haven't even been the first gym. I was like, wow. He's not wrong. You could just not fight the gyms in order and you could just
grind.
Just grind. So either one, you're gonna do fine. The Pokemon community is always thriving. You'll find people to talk to who's like, hey, let's trade. They're willing to trade, but they will also complain your ear off.
Right.
Let's see. And also, do you want to ride a futuristic bike for traveling, or do you want to ride a dinosaur that has wheels but refuses to use them?
Right.
10 out of 10. Mind you, they will never go on sale.
Yeah, they won't go on sale for like three more generations of Pokemon. So it doesn't matter when or where you buy them. Just get them.
Okay, guys, 2024. And I was going to say 2040. And we're going to put on sale for $1 less.
$58.99. Enjoy.
Enjoy. And also, side note, I feel like this will be a really good conversation starter for why we need a new Switch, a Switch Pro, or Game Freak not releasing something that's half baked.
Right. You know, right. So. They need to beta test that more.
Yeah, just a little bit more. Good game. Good game. I'm looking at like my stats already. I'm probably gonna be putting more hours into this than any other game on the Switch, even Smash. Because Smash, I have like 400 hours in.
Right.
But I'm already getting to like 100.
Yeah.
And I like playing. And there's competitive. Like there's so much replay value in this game. It's insane. So, yeah, excited. And if you're a shiny hunter, good luck. Seriously, good luck.
Yeah. Good luck.
Or if you're a living deck shiny hunter like yours truly, definitely good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gonna be rough out here.
Okay, my turn. I'm picking a microphone. It's a Blue Yeti Nano Premium USB microphone. Now, I trust Blue Yetis. I have one for my streaming rig. I have a Shure microphone for podcasting because it has a much crispier noise sound to it.
Right.
But if you're streaming, I only got this mic because I want to be a perfectionist and I love spending money. I didn't really have to. I like the normal Blue Yeti. Blue Yeti.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to remember the model of it exactly. And but either way, this one's the Nano. It's a smaller condensed one, so this is more like personal, like for meetings, but also for streaming. If you just have it up close, you don't have to break the bank with your first mic. Don't be like me and be a perfectionist. Just like get what's affordable, and then things will just come along naturally.
Right. Right.
And this also has cardioid. Thank you. And omnidirectional voicing effects. Basically, you can change it so. It changes the direction where it's going to hear your voice, like depending on how you talk. Do you want it where if there's multiple people in the room, you want the mic to capture all the sound around, or do you want to make it so it's in this narrow cone, so it's really trying to pick up only your voice?
Right.
So $80. I mean, right now it's $80. It's 20% off. I'm not sure because that's I'm a Prime member, aka a sucker.
Take my money, Bezos.
Bezos the dragon. That's my favorite. Also with the, I gotta find it. Hold on. I'm sorry. I don't know why I keep Blue Yeti. Is it the X? Is that what I'm missing? A letter? Blue Yeti game streaming kit. Blue Yeti. Yeah, the Blue Yeti X. You can also find some gaming versions of it. Like I know there's a League of Legends one. There's a World of Warcraft one.
So, oh, that's right. They did like an Assassin's Creed one, I think.
Yeah. Too. So there's a couple. So that's like the budget friendly option. If you want to go for podcasting, I can't recommend more the Shure microphone. It's like $250 though. You're going to, it's an investment, but this is literally a studio grade microphone. So
right.
I never expect myself to upgrade until this just dies.
Right.
But Derek, what you have the Elgato. What?
Yeah. I got the Elgato Wave 2. I think it was the 2 and then the 3 came out like right after or something.
Yeah.
But like this thing's amazing. Like I had, what did I have? The Razer Synapse or whatever before this. Yeah,
that one. I mean, I don't.
Or Razer Siren. And there was just a buzz the whole time and we couldn't figure it out.
Right.
But like this one, I've never had a problem with.
Please get a new microphone.
Just buy a new mic. And this went on sale for Black Friday last year. So I bought it.
Right. Like, but,
this you can't go wrong with. Our buddy Rob, who plays with us sometimes, just picked up the HyperX one.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna recommend.
And he said that one's really good, and that one's only like $60 or something. Anything by Blue Yeti, they have like the Snowball, which is like the starter one for like $50.
I wouldn't recommend the Snowball. That was prehistoric.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
Right, that was prehistoric.
Yeah, I mean, any of those brands, you'll be
right.
Unless you go for like crazy, like Shure like actual, you go to like Guitar Center and buy like actual like studio microphones and stuff. Yeah.
So. Yeah. If you're like a predominant streamer, I would probably recommend the HyperX because there's like chromas and stuff. And if you want to show it off, you know, like there's that. But it's also just really good depending on what you get it. Like right now, the HyperX Quadcast, normally 140, Amazon sucker addiction. Says that it's $90 right now. So that's, and also it works with everything. It looks like PC, PlayStation, Mac. I'm not seeing Xbox/Switch, although, well, I mean, you can't really use it for the Switch, but
right.
Don't see it for the Xbox, but yeah, I mean, when you're getting a microphone, you can't expect it to work with everything that you have. I actually have a different headset for my Xbox if I'm purely playing on it, which is a Turtle Peach. And I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like, when I'm trying to record content, I want to use my good mic and stuff like that.
Right.
Also, I would recommend what's it called? A boom arm, right?
Yeah, these.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. I don't have one on my podcasting station, but I have one for my gaming rig. Basically, it connects to your desk some of them connect to the floor, but I don't really trust those. Connects to your desk, so that way it's just like super extendable. Your mic isn't too low. You can just manage wherever you put it. Very nice. It's gonna run you like probably like 50 to 8 to 100 depending on the quality you want.
That sounds about right.
So but you really should investigate which one you want, because a lot of them, it's like how much weight it can hold, what the directions it can go in. Some of them are designed where it's like two joints, so that way it can like make one movement and then another. Some are just a single movement, which is kind of annoying if you ask me. So you can't go wrong with that. Even if you're just like not even streaming, you're just, you know, having fun. I'll never go back to not having a boom arm, basically.
Right. Like, yeah, I'll never go back to using like mics on a headset or something like that.
Right. But I mean, you know, I do want to recommend at least one headset. At like, The one I have, which I names elude me.
I have the SteelSeries Arctic 9X for my PS5, but it also works on your phone, your computer. I think it honestly works on Xbox if you use the aux cord. But like that headset I've had it for like, I had it all through the PS4 too. So however long that was. And I'll never go with like another headset. Like it has the 7.1 surround sound. It's just like insane. Unless you're going like crazy with like an Astro headset or whatever.
Right. When you're getting a headset, you have to keep in mind that the microphone will not be nearly as good as like a normal microphone.
Right.
They're always secondary. However, I will say if you want a headset with a stellar microphone, though, I will personally recommend it's the Logitech Pro, I want to say. That was my old headset.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are really good.
The only reason I don't use it or I stopped using it, one, because my partner got an insanely expensive premium headset that I will die with and be buried with. But I actually have it right here, but the ear cups, when they come off, it is the most, I'm going to say the word self-harm. I wanted to self-harm myself for how unrealistically difficult it is to put it back on.
Right.
Some of them have really bad ear cups.
Yeah.
I'm taking mine off right now for a second. I don't, these ones are magnetically attached, so it's easy to replace.
Right.
But it's no one thinks about the ear cups, but it's incredibly important because if they fall off because of age or whatever, I can't tell you how annoying it is to replace it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So just to clarify, mine, it's called the Pro X Logitech. It's on the website, it's only $90 now, which I got it for like $200 when back in the day.
Right.
So, you know, screw me.
It's a steal now. Yeah.
But like, the thing is, the reason why I said it's an amazing microphone is because what they do, it's a crap microphone by itself, but the USB, when you plug it into your aux cord, it goes through a program, so that way you can basically mix your microphone and have like presets and like and make it really high quality. So right. It's honestly, it's probably the best of both worlds, and the only issue, it's still, I always have a problem with breathing into my microphones. I feel like I'm just like I always feel like it's always up my nose or something. It's just everyone can hear me.
So right.
I couldn't like realistically podcast with it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So just wanted to, yeah. I'm gonna throw you a sucker punch question. What gaming steering wheel do you recommend?
It's only Thrustmaster. They're the only. Actually, no. Logitech actually just started. Thrustmaster. Those are the guys who have made racing wheels since the PS2, dude. There's a reason they're the only ones still around. But Logitech actually makes like crazy high end. Yeah. Are you looking at the Logitech one?
I haven't seen it on their website. The Pro Racing Wheel True Force Feedback for PC, PlayStation, Xbox.
Yeah.
$1,000.
Yeah,
dude, this thing better give me like an oil change if it's gonna be $1,000.
Yeah, people like make like these crazy simulator rigs with racing wheels and the shifters and the pedals, and they'll get like actual car like interfaces for like speedometers and stuff. Oh, you can go crazy.
They
with
have
racing
to be
wheels.
Such happy people, you know. It's just like,
right, where do you find that joy? Cool. Please share.
Where do you find that? Oh man, I'm gonna just start saying that now. Where do you find that joy? Also, I'm just off the top of my head for gear. If you want a mouse pad, there's two directions I'm gonna recommend. One is a mouse pad with a wrist rest. Now I'm gonna show you mine. You can't see it because I know we're on stream.
I can show mine.
But we both are gonna show our double cheeked up. Mine's peppy.
Mine's the corgi. Yeah.
Mine's peppy. So funny story. I never had a mouse pad like this until I went to your place, and then I'm like, why, this is so comfortable.
Yeah.
And I can't go back. It's like using a flat surface is very like I've had it hurt my wrist before, and I just never thought about like having a wrist rest.
Right.
If you don't want to go that path, you can always get an XL keyboard plus mouse pad, where it's like super large. We have I believe you have it too. The Rainbow Six Siege one from years ago, the black ice.
Yeah.
That one's really cool. Yeah. I use it now more for decoration because my current desk just sucks and can't use it, or else it's like some of it's like off the desk and it's just pissing me off. Right. So that's gonna run you, depending on how you want to go for it, like between 40 and 100. There's a lot of anime, you know,
seductive,
seductive options out there you could go.
The harlots, yeah.
Yeah, but I just want to see Peppy, like
I think these ones are like only $30 or something like that.
Which isn't mine's only 18.
Oh yeah,
which is like no. Yeah. This is silicone gel wrist, so it has silicone gel in it. Trust me, if there's one thing I wish I could affiliate link ourselves, it's this. Like, it's just...
Can we get sponsored? Who's the sponsored company that... And whoever's in charge, sponsor us.
Right. You know, I looked up Peppy the Frog mouse pad and the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The seventh listing is Boo Face 3D anime mouse pad with risk/get grand order mouse pads. Now, I want you to guess what her position is based on.
Oh, no.
All I'm saying is that her skirt is hiked up and it's not a good time. I don't know how people aren't like, I'm not going to say anyway. And also, like, I'm sure you can find it, but there's websites that will like customize your mouse pad for you, like a picture or something.
Right. You can get it with whatever you want on. Yeah.
Right. Personally, I was going to put my credit card number because I thought it'd be easier than taking out my wallet, which now that I think about it, I was thinking it's a joke, but it's actually not a bad idea.
That's actually kind of cool. Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Like, put it like where your keyboard always sits. So like, you'll know it's there, but no one else will see it when they come in or something.
Right. Cause I don't trust, save my information anymore. Everyone just gets hacked every day.
Oh and, yeah.
You know, it's just like, I'm just like, it's 20 seconds out of my time. It's a little annoying. Sure. But, I'm just saying. So all right. I know I went off on headsets and mouse pads, but honestly, that was a fun section. All right, go for it.
All right, should I just rattle some games? All right, we're gonna go. Next one's a big one though. God of War Ragnarok. Just buy it. You have a PS5, a PS4. Just buy it. You won't regret it.
I wanna put an asterisk on that. I think you should. I would recommend if you haven't played both of them, get both. Yes. I think you should like just get both. Or a super wait on the PC version to come out in like 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, the first game is like $20 at all times now. This one, you know, is still like 60, 70 or whatever, depending on your system. Mm-hmm. But they're incredible. Like God of War, the moment they showed the trailer where like Thor and him clash, like I haven't felt chills for a video game trailer probably since like The Last of Us 1, like originally released on PS3. Or no, I'm sorry. It was Smash Ultimate. That was the last time where they were like, everybody's here and everybody just showed up. But yeah, this game is amazing. Like, right. Obviously it's an easy choice for our list because it's nominated for Game of the Year, right? Like, obviously you put that on there. Yeah. So.
Clarify one second. I want to mention this before. When I asked about the racing wheel, I wanted to correct you and say what you should get is the Wii racing wheel, the ultimate.
You're right. You're right. Go in the dumpster, find a Wii racing wheel. There's one in every dumpster in the world.
Mandatory at GameStop dumpsters.
Yeah.
Those things
were
scarily fun.
Yeah. Oh, they were great. Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that. I thought it was a fun time.
All right. Next on the list, we got Mario Strikers. It was a lot of fun. It was also the first Nintendo game where we could play online. We could lobby up together and then play online.
Revolutionary.
Right. I know. Nintendo figured out what the internet was this year and then completely forgot about it with Pokemon again. But like for a hot minute, they were on top of the world. It was super good. It felt like the GameCube one, not like the Wii or the Wii U one. It had a lot of like cool customizations. They added like
Diddy Kong,
four more characters afterwards. It was like Daisy, Diddy Kong,
Shy Guy,
Paulina, and Shy Guy.
Yeah,
yeah. I honestly don't think they have plans to add anybody else. If they do, I'd be surprised. But
right. But still a fun game. It's still a very it's still a fun game.
Right.
I was gonna mention something. Oh, I semi disagree with your dig at Pokemon. I think they actually got a fair amount of the online correct. We didn't lag at all in our co-op. It was just the game itself was.
That's true. Right. We just can't lobby up together and then play online, and it's still link codes, you know. But
yeah,
we'll get past it.
Right, we get past it. I'd like to mention a game that should be on the don't recommend list, which is the Last of Us remake.
Oh yeah, don't get scammed in that. Wait till it's on sale for $40 maximum, and then buy it. Because I heard it's a really good remake, but it's a scam.
Right, it's a scam. It's just a scam. Right. Just get the PS4 version, like that.
Right. The first remake. Just get the PS4 version that had a PS5 upgrade anyway.
Right.
And play that until the actual remake's on sale for a reasonable price.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just saying. Like, I will take that argument to the grave with me. Like, it was not worth the remake.
Yeah. No. Next on the list, we got Xenoblade Chronicles 3. If you're a JRPG fan, you probably already know what Xenoblade Chronicles is. Apparently, they just keep getting better and better. I haven't played 3 yet because I'm still working on 2, but they're very long games and it just takes forever. So,
do you think it's worth them releasing like a triple pack?
I don't think they ever will. I thought that's what they were going to do when the first one came out, but I don't know. They might eventually, maybe on the next system.
I also read recently that apparently 3 runs a lot better than 2. They're all still locked at 30, but there's a lot less frame types. It's just like very maintained. So, but I also heard that's like a game you put hundreds of hours in and you'll complete it.
Right. Like you get a lot for your money. Right. Yeah. So
yeah, at this point, I really like the value games of like, how much will I get? How many hours will I get out of this?
Right. So. Exactly.
I only got like one more thing. So.
Oh, okay. Next, we got Kirby and the Forgotten Land. We started this co-op and then we never got together to finish it. So I finished it. Kirby games are great, right? I'm never disappointed in playing a Kirby game, but they always leave me wanting more. But this one was like way crazier than anything that's come out in like, I don't even know. I don't know what the last like really good Kirby game was. Star probably Alice. On the 3DS.
Star Allies.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Kirby, it's a goodbye. Let's pick it up.
I want to see if I think it was on sale for for like Nintendo's like holiday sale.
It was. I think it was down to like $40 or something like that.
It's worth it. I saw a kid at a kiosk. He's like, let me die so I can stop being the cone mode. I'm like, oh, you simpleton. Okay. Next up, it's not a gadget, but you're running the risk, but I totally agree with it, of getting a Pokemon, of getting a Switch OLED. Now, here's the thing. I didn't really understand why anyone would get it if they already have a Switch, but now that I have one, because I got the Pokemon OLED, it had transformed my Switch playing handheld so hard that it's just unbelievable. The screen's so much prettier. It's like such a night and day difference. There's like no glare. Everything just pops out. Do we all wish that it was a better upgrade in the hardware? Yes. But if you have the capability to trade in your Switch because it had like 800 components to be eligible to trade in, I would recommend getting an OLED for if Switch is what you play a lot.
Right.
But on the other hand, every year we're running the gamble of, are we getting a Switch Pro? And the last we heard was that they announced that they have no plans to release anything for this fiscal year, which ends in April. So I'm going to assume that's true because obviously it's so close to Christmas. Nothing's coming out. So, I mean, that's so bare minimum. You're waiting till after April for a new Switch hardware. And the thing is, we're desperately getting close to a point where we need it because we're still running off the Tegra X1 chip. And that was made in 2015, which was 2 years before the Switch even came out. So, like, we're running on really old hardware. And honestly, I think we're just coming to a point where we're going to need not just a new Switch. It might just be a new console. Like,
right.
We're getting there.
Right. Just make it work with all the same games. Right. Yeah.
That's the true fear. That's the real fear. If it's backwards compatible or not.
Right.
But that's a whole nother episode. We can talk about that for hours. So,
yeah.
All right. What's next?
What do I got next? All right. It's a hot take. I know we were very on and off with this game, but Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 is actually a good game. I know.
What?
It's hard.
Yeah. It's
hard. I haven't had this much fun with a Call of Duty since the other Modern Warfare remake. And before that was probably like World at War.
This is
or Black Ops 1.
This one is somehow better than Call of Duty on the Wii. It's crazy. I
can't believe it's insane.
It's insane. It really is though. The campaign's pretty fun. It's
right.
Gorgeous.
Spec Ops was fun. Yeah, the game's amazing. The multiplayer is like super solid. We get Slide and Dolphin Dive. Like they gave us the best of both worlds. Warzone was fun from what we played. We haven't played it since it came out really.
Only
I don't
because
know if
we
they
don't
fixed
the time.
It, but right. Right. But there's like a lot of frame rate issues with that. But I assume they have fixed it by now. It's definitely worth it though.
Also, Warzone 2 itself is just free to play, so.
Right, you could just play Warzone 2.
But it was just bundled with Call of Modern Warfare. I don't know why, but I guess to like entice it.
Right, right.
I think it's because like they like to do this like same menu, different game thing. So like in Modern Warfare, it's like, oh, do you want to play Modern Warfare, Warzone, or Last Call of Duty? But if it's off the same memory, then it doesn't have to boot up a new game. It just boots the other mode.
Right.
And there's DMZ, which like it's all right, but the CPUs are really hard. You're trying to extract. They try to copy Escape from Tarkov, but it's
right.
I don't know. It's hard to explain. But either way, yeah, it's definitely one of the best Call of Duties I've played in a very long time.
Right.
And this is pretty much the end of the list until I think of something else. But anything from 8-Bit do. It's an entire page. I have like eight. I almost get every controller that they release. I came up with an unboxing video, which everyone should totally check out. For the 8-Bit Do Ultimate Bluetooth controller for the Switch and Windows. It comes with a charging dock. It comes with an adapter for the PC, or a wireless adapter for the PC. Has turbo mode. You can have 3 profiles. Has back triggers. It literally has everything other than hair triggers. And it's fine because you can tune it so, like, it has pseudo hair triggers because you can just make it so, like, the second they're slightly tapped, it just activates versus a full press. You can't go wrong with the... Do I have it here? No, I don't. The 8-Bit Do Pro 2 controller, which is basically for everything. It works on everything, more or less. It has, like, the retro NES controller feel, but with handles on it.
Right.
It's just, like, everything. They like, perfect every controller that they make, and there's a controller for everything.
Yeah. Yeah, they just keep killing it. And there's a brand new one called the 8-Bit Do Ultimate, which I honestly don't even know what it does. It has, like, a more... Xbox controller look to it.
No, that's what I was talking about. Or unless you're you're referring to the there's an Xbox version as well. But
oh, is there? Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, I don't know why, but Xbox is like you have to make a controller only for us. Like okay.
Sure.
Yeah,
they're great. They're great controllers.
Oh yeah, I love the charging dock is a godsend. It's beautiful. Yeah. The only thing is, I don't know why the Switch hates external controllers and doesn't allow them to like turn the Switch on remotely,
right?
But you can only do that with a Joy-Con or a Nintendo Pro controller, so just keep that in mind. Oh, but weird. You know, yeah. I mean, you can always just get up and hit the power button. I feel like that's not like the end of the world. Yeah, do you want like a classic Pro NES controller? They got that too with no handles. They have Bluetooth retro receiver, so you can play these controllers on your retro console. An up-to-date wireless controller on a retro console, which is pretty nuts. They've got like mini, they have a keychain-sized mini controller for the Switch, Windows, and Mac. A controller
that's
on the
awesome.
Go. That's incredible. They have a gamepad, which isn't really like a fight stick, so I can't really. It's like, do you want the feeling of a Wii U gamepad? Here you go. That's
pretty much.
They have like the classic colors for the NES style one, so it's like as if it's an actual NES. It's just like Abadoo really knocks it out of the park. All their controllers are just amazing. Like yeah. 10 out of 10. You can't go wrong with them. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right, your turn.
All right. I guess these last couple kind of blow through. They're like indie games, kind of, except for like Sniper Elite 5, which we never finished, but it was pretty fun from what we played of it. You got Coromon, which is like a Pokemon like game, except it has all the features everybody wishes Pokemon had, like a Nuzlocke feature, that's crazy so customizations. It has online multiplayer, it has trading, it has battling. Like,
I would love to see that on like as a description for the game, like on the right? Steam page. It has everything that Pokemon fans want in a game.
Right. It's so good. Cult of the Lamb is a really addicting roguelike mixed with a city builder where you take care of a cult and then you do dungeon crawling to like find materials to help the cult out.
Is it worth it at $20? It's on sale.
Yes, from 100%. Okay. Yeah, that game. It's weird to say that game was like one of my most played games this year.
Really?
It was like during the summer when like there was nothing else to play and I played that a ton. We both co-op Shredder's Revenge. That's also another game that has so many features that it makes no sense.
Hey,
it has
cross play,
cross save, has like, I don't even remember, like a jukebox, a photo mode. It was like, oh, you want to be able to like play as Optimus Prime? Cool. Yeah, we threw him in the game. But it was like a ton of fun.
Yeah, and knock it out really fast. It's free on Game Pass. You can get right. a day's worth out of it from beating it. It'd probably take, I want to say, maybe 12 to 15 hours, if that, to complete it. Like, right. get all the achievements and stuff. But yeah, that was a fun game. That was fun.
Yeah. And then we had Grounded, which the like 1.0 update came out this year, so we decided to play it, and dude, I like watch clips of that and I still just like die laughing. Like, it was so much fun just like RPing in that game and whatever, but the game is like really fun. It's a really unique like survival game. Yeah, 4-player co-op. It's free if you have Game Pass, so just play it on there if you have an Xbox.
Yeah,
well, I mean, it's only on Xbox, right? Or PC or Xbox.
Yeah, PC Game Pass. I think it's just on. I think they made every Game Pass PC Game Pass game on Steam.
Oh, okay.
I think, but.
But so, yeah, definitely worth the pickup. We also have Sonic Frontiers on here as an honorable mention. I think the community is really rallying and making this game more than it is. But
right.
You know what? They announced a ton of free DLC for it, which honestly, I saw that and I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy it. Like. Oh. Next time it's reasonably cheap, again, I'll buy it because it just actually looks like mindless fun.
Right.
I don't know. But yeah, cool. I don't know.
What about our games, things to avoid?
All right. Yeah. Don't buy this because nobody's going to be happy that they got it. Dying Light 2. Poop.
That game was so bad.
I was so excited. Dying Light 1 is phenomenal. Right. And this game, like, you do something and it's like, oh, back to the church, the home base. And it's like, where do I go in the home base? There's no indicator onto where to go. And like, you spend like 30 hours just being lost in that game, I feel like.
Oh, definitely. Right. And they removed guns. They like.
Right. It's only melee combat. Right. There's like a shotgun in the game that you don't get till like post game, which is just stupid.
Right.
It's the game also just like didn't feel as smooth as the first one, which is really stupid. I don't know how they downgraded so hard.
I would buy it for like $5, which is what I got Far Cry 6 for. Was like $7.
Yeah.
Dirt
cheap. The next one is Splatoon 3. This is more of like a spite pick because that game was just like not fun. And I just don't know if we can enjoy games like that anymore. It's great for kids. And it's great for people who can actually stomach playing that game, but
I just thought about it.
I was very disappointed in it. Right. I don't know. Halo Infinite multiplayer. Don't even look at it. Just it's It's definitely dead now with the lead designer leaving this week. So,
well, we still have to test out like the custom map functionality.
Right. We still have to check Forge mode out, and we have to finish the campaign, which is actually pretty fun, playing co-op. That co-op. But Halo campaigns are always fun co-op. So.
I would just say I don't recommend buying it, but on Game Pass, play it. That's how I would.
Right. The multiplayer is still free, so you could try it out if you really want to.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But honestly, I don't think the population's very high for that game anymore.
What about? I know it's not on your list, but what about Sparks of Hope?
I haven't played it or seen anything about it, so I didn't put it on here. If it's anything like the first game, it's definitely a good buy for people who like tactical strategy games, especially this one because it's like super dumbed down. Gotcha. So, like it's baby's first XCOM game. Pretty much
right now on Amazon, it's $40.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. Pick it up. The humor in that game is what makes it amazing too.
Oh, okay.
Like it's so funny. What else we got on the stay away list? Rainbow Six Extraction. If it's not like $10, don't get it. Like the game was fun, right? But there's only like four maps, and then you're just like doing the same four maps over and over again. They've been doing like events and stuff in it, and honestly, I don't even know what the events could even be like. I don't know. It was just like bare bones.
Yeah,
like it definitely should have just been a mode in Siege. There's no reason for an extra game.
It was kind of fun, but it doesn't last long. You definitely take a long break from it.
And right.
It's just like once. Right. But yeah, if it wasn't on Game Pass, I would not have wanted to purchase it.
Right. All right, and then the biggest scam of the year, Nickelodeon All-Stars Battle Royale Gold Edition.
Scam edition.
It's that game is dead, and then they still released DLC, and nobody played it, so they were like, all right, make a gold edition with all the DLC, and then nobody bought it. Go play Smash, go play Multiverses.
Right. I'm going to recommend, Multiverse is free to play, recommend that.
Right.
It's pretty fun.
Right, that's fun. You know what? Multiverse is the closest feeling game we'll get to Smash Brothers, I feel like.
Right.
So.
Right. And the last like work of Kevin Conroy. That's.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Also, if you haven't somehow played it yet, just buy Smash Ultimate or Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Right. Honestly, support Nintendo. They kind of suck, but they they make good games, so I guess it makes up for it.
They make great games, but it's like the games are great, the services suck.
Yes, 100%.
Right. So that's I guess the last thing I'd recommend I would recommend a 8K 1,000-inch TV. Probably
get one of those roll-up TVs so you can bring it wherever you go.
Maybe like a VCR, I don't know, just for fun,
right?
You
got nostalgia purposes.
Yeah. A singular shoe, you know, you never know when you need one shoe,
right?
And one of those long pillows to hug,
honestly. Yeah. I have one. It's great.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow. Derek, pretty good. You want to share with us?
No.
Oh god, no. I do not want to. But okay, that's the episode, guys. I hope you take a recommendation seriously. Everything we recommended, we either tested ourselves or are knowledgeable enough to say that it's worth the purchase.
Right.
Just remember to tell your friends, family about us, please, and thank you. We want to go into next year and hopefully get to 1,000 subs plus at some point in the next year. Listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, rate us 5 stars both on both places, anywhere you listen to us. We're on the Twitter, the Instagram, YouTube, Discord, TikTok. That's it, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Everywhere else.
Have a good one, guys. We'll see you.
Bye bye.
Skadoosh.